For it's by the excellence of Ruach of Almighty Yah that we assemble ourselves here in the Bayats, the great King of Israel, to worship, to acknowledge our HaMashiach and all that He has granted unto Israel. And so we come this Shabbat, this Shabbaton of Almighty Yah, this time of Shafat, Eres, the comforting of the Ruach of our Abba, and the power of His HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. And so we prepare our minds and our hearts to receive of the manner of the table that is set for Yisrael by the certain sound of the shofar of our Abba. Todayah for Yeshua, hallelujah, come on. Hallelujah, come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For it is the excellence of your imats breaks the shackles upon Israel. We ask you, our Abba, and the power and in the demonstration of Yahshua the Lamb, you speak unto Israel. For we take great delight in our HaMashiach, Yahshua. For there is no strength unto Israel without Yahshua the Lamb. And so we berak you, our Abba. We pray that we be as such that you seek, that will truly worship you in the Ruach and in the power of your imats and the presence of Yahshua the Lamb. We pray that we worship you in that most honorable dimension. We ask it all in the precious name of Yahshua the Lamb. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look at your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah speak to my heart today, for I need that. Shalom. Yah barak you all. Hallelujah. And the most excellent name among man, the name of Yahshua, the strength and the confidence that there is no one that can save Israel but the Most High, Yahweh Almighty. For there is no other name whereby the salvation of man is delivered unto him but in the name of Yahshua. It is not in the names of mockery that mock Almighty Yah, that turns the eyes and the spiritual mind away from him. And we have all kinds of names today that do not turn the love of man, his heart, unto the power of the imats, the truth of Yahweh that breaks the shackles of traditions, because our traditions have made void the word of Yahweh. It has caused it to have no prevailing power in our lives, that we do not have the strength of assurance. We're a generation of doubters that do not trust Yah. Our minds are focused on the things that never brings the strength of His assurance unto our hearts. And that's why there is much doubt. And that's why there is much speculation. And that's why we are anemic. And that's why there is not much strength that can be found among Israel. And the strength, the assurance that Israel waits upon Yah, it is there to feel that the prayer, the offering, of the prayer offering, the praise offering, the sacrificial Todah unto Yah. And in this generation, we find that to be nil, very little, and it almost non-existence. Because our lives are consumed with our lusts, our greeds, our own ambitions, which produce nothing at all but miseries and death, separation, brings about a decaying structure of unity and family life. It does not produce anything that is excellence. Yet we are driven by these forces. And the reason why, because the mind is not the mind of Yeshua. They have been shaped by the world, our thoughts. And it's one thing that Yah commanded Israel. Do not learn. Do not gravitate. Do not be inspired by the ways of the heathens or the nations that are around you. And the heathens inspires us. They shape our minds, our mentality, our spirituality. We've allowed corrupt men and women that are distant from Yahweh to shape our thought process, how we think, how we interact with each other. It has not been shaped by the Ruach of Yah. For when the Ruach comes, it leads and it guides us into the presence of Almighty Yah by the visitation of Yahshua the Lamb. We've been visited by everything but by Yahweh. We take great delight in everything but what He commands us. And because of that, we find an evilness in the earth today. It is beyond descriptive superlatives, verbs to destroy the very wretchedness and the depths of the wickedness of man. This is a wicked, evil, sadistic generation. It is one that obeys its father, Shatan. He was a liar. He disputed the Torah of Yah from the beginning. His mind cannot be shaped, nor does it dwell in the body of the instructions of Yahweh. His statutes, His ordinance, His guidance, His Torah, His mitzvah. And so this generation, it acts like its father, Shatan. And we, as the people of Israel, we have tried to learn their ways and emulate them. We have tried to act like them, dress like them, present ourselves like them, instead of presenting ourselves unto Yah as an offering, sacrificial, in the same standards of purity and reverence that Yahshua offered unto the Abba. And because we have gone that way, our minds are twisted. And that's why our minds are inundated with all kinds of evil thoughts and imaginations that projects themselves above the word of Yahweh. That our strength is given over unto battling the things that never produce the identity of Yahshua's strength in us, but it shows us actually what is in us. The mind must be revived. It must be changed. There must be a mishra. There must be a process of principles. There must be a process of principles that governs, that rules, that instructs, that corrects one's mind. And you're not going to find that nowhere but in the Torah of Almighty Yah. For His Torah is the integrity of His Ahava, His love unto Israel. We're not going to find it in philosophies. The ones that this nation and the nations of the world, that they set before us as examples, their brilliant scientists and their brilliant orators, their brilliant politicians, their perverts, their wicked. They despise the Torah of Yah. Their minds have been shapen by the powers of hell. This kingdom, this nation, the rulers, they exemplify the kingdom rule of Shaitan. It is not the Melkut or the kingdom of Yah. The kingdom of Yah only dwells in Israel. And once that kingdom power dwells in Israel, you have the kingdom mind of the king of the kingdom. And Yeshua's mind was to please the Abba, and not our flesh. It must be brought down. It must be destroyed. It must be impelled. What? The affections of it? The lust of it? The covetousness of it? The greed of it? It must be destroyed. Because if it's not destroyed, it is going to destroy you. And the enemy has manipulated many facets of life to bring us under the bondage of this most corrupt thing upon the face of the earth, flesh. There's nothing that is more repugnant, more vile, more wicked, more corrupt, more perverse than the fleshly mind will of man. There's nothing more vile than that. And that's why we must allow the mind, the Mishrah, the Torah mind of Yeshua, it must be in us. And if it's not in us, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be taken by the spirit of this age. You're going to be led by seductive powers and spirits that have crept up from the belly of darkness. And you will get this great sensation that you're right. You're doing things right, but it's not right. It's not according to Yah's truth. Israel has always been led. If he leaves us to ourselves, and we have taken upon ourselves to segregate ourselves from Yah, we have brought shame, we have sinned willfully, we have disregarded what he commanded, we have insulted him, we have denied his Hamashiach, and we have been so rebellious, stiff-necked, and arrogant, that we say unto the Abba, show me where I am wrong. Show me where I have defied you or sinned against you. Show me. I will say if he showed you, and he has, even before you sinned, you will not accept that. We have a mindset today that is not shaped, formed. It is not, or the ruach of the mind is not imparted into man, but by the directions of the Torah of Yah. It has been done by men that are sadistic and evil. They are vile and they are sadistic. There's a mindset in this nation and the nations of the world. Unless Yahweh eradicates it, destroys it, bring it down to the gully of hell, it shall never be destroyed. Because the momentum is in great advantage of those that oppose the will of this corrupt mind of the evil ones. It is expressing itself in every form. It teaches you how to teach your children, how to talk, how to dress, how to eat, how to live, what to want for, what to desire. And yet the Ruach of Yah leads us into the presence of our Abba, in the covering of Yeshua the Lamb. For Yeshua covers our minds. He covers us by his dam, his blood. You can never bring an offering unto Yah without the blood offering.
The blood offering still remains. He is just the covering of Israel. The word of Yahweh never changes. He never changed. Hallelujah. And He still expects the same. And we have the fulfilling of that in the Peshach of Yah. And that is Yahshua. What is the mind in the condition that it is? We're easily driven to sin. We're easily driven to rebelliousness and wickedness. But it's not our mind's focus on the things of Yah. What has caused this radical change in the mind of man? And everything that is sadistic and evil, everything that is wicked against the commands of Yah, and man is performing it. He is a destructive thing. He is a wicked thing. Without the mind of Yahshua, you're not going to stand. Ja'ul, he speaks, I want you to hear me clearly today. But I will take my ultral time. I am not here to rush through anything because we need clarity of understanding. Now, if I speak with wisdom that is above and not that is sensual, you will know whether I speak with the sensual wisdom of man or the wisdom that comes from above. That we must receive the understanding of the wisdom above all things. Wisdom is one of the most principal elements of Yah. But we must have the benign understanding. We must see what Yah is instructing Israel, the way to walk in, the way to live, the way to talk, and the way to carry ourselves before Him. Ja'ul knew that his time was near, that his time would expire. And he knew that there was one that had been taught the scripture or the ketveh, the knowledge of Yah, from their youth up. Yah says, I want you to write unto Timothy and speak unto him. For this dispensation of time that shall arise out of the belly of hell. Men that are sadistic, and their power shall be evident. For they shall draw the masses of the people toward their principles. And they will not only hold unto the Torah of Almighty Yah, but they will abandon the principles. And you will know that you are in that age and that time, because you will see the sadisticness of man go from one stage of corruption to one whereby there is no expressions to express it. But Yah says they will be men that are raha, so wicked, that is beyond comprehension, so twisted. And that is one of the elements in Egyptology of the god Ra. That this god of the pantheon is supposed to be the most powerful god. And yet, he is one that is confused. He is a confused god. His ways are confusing. And he is not settled in his application. It is amazing that when Yah expressed the evilness of man, he calls it Ra. In the Arabic Hebraic language, it expressed the very dimensions of the powers of hell and the superficial religious mind that rejects the authority of Almighty Yahweh. And every religion does it. I do not care whether it's Protestant, Catholicism, Judaism, Hinduism, Islam. It makes no difference at all. I do not care whether it's your traditions, where they have arose from. They reject the Torah truth of Almighty Yah. And in order for this young man to have the strength against this opposition of hell, Sha'ul writes unto him with words of great encouragement, that he may speak unto the fellowship of the house of Israel, we may be warned against the very impending things that are upon the face of the earth. America is a wicked, evil, sadistic nation. The land that they call Israel is evil, is wicked. The land that they call the mass of Africa is wicked, is evil, is sadistic. The land that they call Russia and China, they're evil, wicked powers. And the men that rule, Yah has given them the Mishra, the government of hell, to rule. To open the door that shortened, as he said unto Joshua, for the time is not even yet that you may dethrone me. For I have a season and a time to rule. And Yah has opened up the hearts of these sadistic men. Whether it is Mr. Putin, whether it is Mbeki in South Africa, whether it is Sarkozy in France, regardless to whom he is, he has opened their hearts up to receive the government of hell and the spirit of hell, that the masses of the people may be led by this corrupt demonic power because they have rejected Torah. It is the time of banishment, the time to repay. We think that Yah is not going to repay us, but He is. That's why we have the kind of death in the nations we do. Nations killing, wars, euthanasia. They're killing you in their processed food, the way they feed us, the way they make our minds think that they don't develop the mind of Noah. He was 600 years old when he came out of the ark. Yah said after the floods, for the days of man shall not be as long as it once was, but I will give them 120 years. We're not living half of the span because we have gone away from the Torah. We've gone away from the Torah in our discipline of our minds. They're shaped by trivial things that are full of vanity and emptiness. They're shaped by the lust of the world. That you get this craving, this sensation, this driven desire that can never be quenched. It can never be satisfied. Hell and the grave are never full. Neither is the love of man. It cannot be satisfied. It is insatiable. There's nothing that can satisfy it. So Yah, as he spoke unto Shaul by the presence of Yahshua, he writes unto Timothy with a word of warning, a word of vigilance, a word of soberness, a word of clarity. And that is what we need, brothers and sisters. The world has caused our minds to be fogged. We can't think clear. They have drugs for everything today. Your body doesn't function in the proper capacity. The waste in our bodies, the impurities are not excreted through our bodies. There's no extracting of these things. We have gone away from Torah. Man is so sadistic and evil. He's so wicked. This is an evil generation. And there is no other generation that is like this generation. Neither shall it be like this evil generation. So Shaul, as he thinks of his beloved brother, Timothy, that the inspiration of his love will not fail him, he writes to warn him in 2 Timothy, I want to read a few verses here. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. He says, I want to warn you, Timothy, that evil men of the spirit of Ra, the god of the Egyptology, of the pantheon of gods of Egypt, for evil men and seducers shall wax Ra'ah worse and worse. Not only are their minds deceived, but they are deceiving men. They deceive the masses of the people, deceiving and being deceived. That they shall deceive the masses because they are deceived. And they walk in this delusion of deception, and they know that it is evil. And so they sway the masses with their charm and their oratorical skills and the ability to articulate in a fashion that is acceptable unto the carnal mind. But he cautions Timotheus in the next verse. He cautions him. He said, but continue you in the things which you have learned and the things whereby you have been assured of. He said, first of all, knowing of whom you have learned them. Now this generation despises that. We have men that think that they have the ability to draw from their own plethora of wealth, from their bosom, to give understanding of scripture. But it doesn't come that way. It comes by men that are led by the Ruach. And they are filled with the Ruach of Yah. They have the gift that Yahshua guarded, that he imparted into men and not into one woman. Only into men. So he said, I want you to be assured. I want you to have the certainty that you know the one that has taught you. You know their fruits. You can see ever dead what bears forth out of them. Let that be your assurance of whom you have learned those things from. Because they were a witness of the things that your mind had been shapen by. Your thoughts had been shapen by, your desire and your drive had been established by the things that you had learned when you were a child. The next verse he says, but that from a child you have known. You have known. The Ketvei HaKadosh. You have known the scripture. What scripture did Timothy know? He knew the Tanakh, the Torah. He understood the Mishrah of Yah. He says, evil men shall wax. Their strength shall not be broken. The boldness of their evil, they have no conscience of that. Mr. Bush, he went for a 7-day journey to Israel in the Middle East. I was reading an article that Mr. Netanyahu, he was once the prime minister of Israel, that he does not compliment world leaders. He is somewhat of a reclusive, that he doesn't interact with them, and he certainly does not speak well of any leader. But yet it said, and I read this out of an Arabic newspaper in the Middle East, that once he met Mr. Bush, and the mandate that he gave to Mr. Ulmer, and you go in, you destroy the hell out of Gaza, you cause the little babies to starve. This is what I'm imparting. Because he said to Mr. Omar, do what it takes to eradicate Hamas. Do what it takes to eradicate it. And so Mr. Netanyahu, he was impressed with that. I want to say to us that not everyone in the Gaza Strip is of the that kind of evil mind, sadistic mindset, of the Islamic corrupt mindset. That those there that love Yah, that those there that are striving to please Yah, that those that want the bread of Yahshua and their covet is drawn from the natural bread, but yet the bread of Yahshua, just like Elijah with the woman of Zarephath. And these dogs from hell, the evil mind, they're waxing worse without any thought of impunity. But there's a judge that stands. There's a Siddiqa, a righteous judge. This judgment is not according to the eyes or the concept of man. But he shall judge by the Siddiq of the righteous authority of his Torah. And he shall judge righteously. And after Mr. Bush leaves the Middle East, we can see the hell rain down on Gaza. A government that was elected by a democratic process, but not to the expectation of America, Israel, and Germany, and these nations whereby they are evil. They're using euthanasia. They're genocizing the people. Don't think that men like Bill Gates and Mr. Buffett, that they have that poor indigenous people there on the continent of Africa in mind. They're experimenting on their drugs and their wealth. You look at these dogs, the way they escape, because they're evil, sadistic men. You take a man like Mr. Gates and Mr. Buffett with all that money they have. The way to avoid any kind of tax system, they put it all into philanthropy. And they're not taxed. They're sadistic dogs. And they're evil, wicked men. And yet the taxes press the little people like us, and press us down just like Pharaoh did to Israel. And a dog like that, he put his money into a 501c like all of these other whorehouses that have been raised up by Shaitan. That's why these evil men like the Benny Hinn and these creeping dollar Jezebels, Benny Hinn, this false pseudo-prophet of hell, T.D. Jakes and the Creflo Dollars and all of these vile serpentile men, they have the spirit of their avat because they're deceivers. And they deceive the masses. And so they put their monies into corporations of that nature where they never have to pay taxes. But one like us, they will oppress them down and take every dime, 30% of your money. And yet a child of hell, and they promote these evil men, and we are amazed at them, to hell with them. The children of hell, they've been birthed by hell, and they're evil men. I was talking with brothers another night, and I said to him, don't think, my brother, that these men, you think that Bill Gates' wealth is simply from Microsoft? He has investments in all kind of corporations, conglomerates. And so it would be very advantageous to invest in one of the most profitable industries of this hour, known as pharmaceutical, for the drugs are rampant, for the twisting of the minds, that's what drugs do. Scripture, the Ketve of Yah, does not twist the mind. It causes us to have emunah and to trust Yah. Very little of that among Israel today. Verse to live is not the power of Yahshua in us. Verse to die is not the gain of the promises that Yahshua spoke unto us. And so these men invest. I recall when I worked at IBM. They all, nearly all of Prudential Insurance. Why would they invest in a corporation like that? And the insurance companies are run by the pharmaceuticals that create drugs that destroy the body, the mind of man, to cause it to think irrational and erratic. That the word of Yah is not the ruach or the spirit that leads him into the prayer closet, into the place whereby he intercedes and he trusts Yah. He has raised up the arm of flesh for his strength. And he has said to Yah, I denounce you, but I will trust in Yahweh. I will trust in the promises of Yahshua that Yah gave unto Israel. For in him I find my healing power and my assurance. I find that. So we see the evil men, they are waxing, they are bold, they are sadistic. They do not even care in this hour. Their brazen, their minds have been seared by the powers of hell because Yah has given the nations over unto the kingdom rule of darkness. Israel, as I speak, the only rule that we are going to have, it is the true Ruach of Yahshua, the witness, whereby the life of Torah is our excitement. And if that is not what excites us, then you're given over unto this mind of deception. You will speak lies to yourself. You will speak lies to yourself and deceive your own self. But you literally think you're doing right and you're doing wrong. You think that you're doing tov and you're doing evil. So these men that they have the mind of Ra, the god of the pantheon of Egyptology, Yah says, this shall be the spirit that shall dominate in this hour, for he is the seed of Shotan, for he is confused, his mind is twisted, and there is no assurance. But Shaul says, be assured of this. Be assured of whom you have learned the processes of Yah from. That you have been taught the Torah, he says here, and that from a child. You have known the Katveh HaKadosh, the scripture, which are able to make you wise to salvation to Yahshua through the faith, the Emunah, which is in Yahshua HaMashiach. And that is what the Torah is able to do. It is able to make us wise unto the deliverance of Yah. The Emunah, the faith we have in Yahshua. Not faith in yourself, but faith in Yahshua. It's going to take that in order for you to escape the evilness that is in this world today. The mind is shaped by hell. You must be assured by scripture, by Katveh. Tell me, my friends, what scripture was Shaul talking about when he talked to Timotheus? He was not talking about the power of the renewed covenant that Yah had written in the letter of Israel and Yahshua being the light of it. But he was talking about that which was established from the beginning, the Torah. He said, you have learned the way of Yah. You have known the mind of HaMashiach. And now having faith in Yahshua, which is the visitation of Yah up to Israel to restore the power of Torah unto them, then you began to walk in the light of the Torah. We need to walk in the light of the Torah. We must walk in the light of the Torah. Moshe men walked in Torah, but they walked in darkness of Torah because their flesh had not been transformed. The light of the Torah transforms our thinking, our mind. It creates the renewed Ruach in us. Isn't it much pleasant to see things in the daylight instead of nighttime? Does not the night season confuse your mind? Does it not destroy or it cause your equilibrium, your ability to balance things out the distance? It's not that lost in the night season. But in the day season, you have the ability to discern distance and objects. And you can focus more clearly. And that's what we need to light. You cannot have the light of Torah without Yahshua. You can grope. You can wrestle, and you will do that in the night season. There are times that when I leave here after prayer or service, I look here, and it's dark through there. And I know that Sister Horn walks that direction. So I will say to one, turn the light on in the path that her footstep will be assured. And that is what the Torah does. It assures our steps in Yahshua, the steps of a Sadiq man, they're ordered by Yah. And his steps are ordered in the Torah of light, which is Yahshua. And when the light is turned on in the path, it enables her vision to calculate and understand and discern distance that her footstep is assured. Because there are pits and nets as you walk through the gravel pits near the dining hall. And it doesn't take much to twist your ankle if you hit a stone that is not in a proper place. It will cause your ankle to turn. And you will be much more susceptible to that in darkness than in light. And that is how the deception has come. And they have eradicated the name of Yahweh. Because there is no salvation, he says, that it will make you wise. That is what the Ketveh does. That is what Torah does. It makes us wise to Yahshua. We know that he is the HaMashiach of Yah. Wise to salvation through faith, Emunah. We can only have the faith of Yah, which is in Yahshua, HaMashiach. We must have that. We cannot walk in the strength or go forth without the Emunah, the faith of Almighty Yahweh. He is saying to Timothy, as you have known the Torah, it has given you direction to bring you to the power and the strength of Yahshua. That's what the Torah does. That's what it does. It doesn't bring us to some kind of gods in pantheon or pantheon of gods. And in this nation there is a pantheon of gods. The Methodist God is different than the Baptist. The First Baptist is different than the Southern Baptist. The Evangelicals are different than the Protestant. The Protestant God is different than the God of Lutheran. They are pantheons of gods, race gods, gods of race, ethnicity, color, family, gods of tradition. And they produce no deliverance at all. And generations are bound to the same thing. And so we have salvation, Yahshua, because the Torah teaches us Yahshua. It teaches us the assurance of Yahshua. For this is the Yahshua, the saving power of Yah. Who is the one that saves? He always saves us. He has always saved Israel. And he has given us a living word to prove that to us. And so the deceivers have gone forth. I will show us, brothers and sisters, how they have shaped the mind of the world today. They've twisted the mind of the people. Yah gave Adam and Shava a clear mind to know him. There's much doubt among Israel. We're not sure. We're not certain whether we're walking right or doing right. What happens when I die? Is this right? Can I be assured? Yet Shaul speaks to a man and tells him he has known the way. He has known the way to walk from a child. From a child. For the Ketveh, the scripture of Yah, they're able, through the faith in Yahshua, to bring you to the fullness of the knowledge of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. We as children, we have rebelled. We have rejected what Yah says. We have had disdain for his corrections. We have not allowed him to speak unto us. We have rose up in our boldness. And there is nothing more evil than this one thing, can I tell us, than pride. That's an evil thing. There's nothing more evil than pride. This nation is full of pride. I have no proudness. I'm not proud of nothing I do because I do nothing. I'm not proud of having a child in college. I'm not proud of that. That's the wickedness. Any pride is wickedness. There's a seed of wickedness in you. There's a vileness in you. So any kind of pride, any form, simply takes a little leaven to leaven it. The whole lump, doesn't it? So just the acknowledging of pride. You get this great sensation because it is your child, your son, your daughter, your mother that did something. And you get this sensation of worth. Scripture tells us to esteem others, each other more highly. If a brother prospers or a sister has a gift that is beneficial, you take great delight in that. This wicked, evil generation, it rebels against that. It fights against that. We must know the Kathay, the scripture. And unless we become as a little child, you're not going to enter into the kingdom. You must become that way. And as you allow this child like mine to teach you the truth of those that have the power to teach you. He said, you have known who you have learned scripture from. And they have assured you the integrity of their lives, their walk, their conversation, what they say, the evident. And so what this Jezebel tells us today, trust no one, then why do I trust anyone? You don't trust anyone, you cannot trust Yahshua. You don't trust Yahshua, you don't trust Yah. I had a man to call me the other day and he asked me all these questions. I said, for what? It's an ignorant generation. You cannot even worship Yah without the power of Yahshua. There is no worship unto Yah without Yahshua. The Abba and the Son, they are Ichat. They're one. Not no two, three different ones. It is one. He is the word of Yah made flesh. The heart. The strength of Yah's assurance. And this is what we deal with in this wicked generation of mine that has been trained by religious corruption. Brothers and sisters, hear me today. I want to show you in scripture. Turn quickly to Tehillim. Tehillim. In Psalms 119 and 150. You know that 119, 142, that's one of my favorite expressions. But this is what David says here. He says, I want to show you why this evil mindset has erupted. And it has such great strength today. Look at what he says in Tehillim 119, 150. He said, the wicked are those that are of the nature of Ra'ah. He says, the wicked, they draw near that follow after Zima, that follow after evil devices. We are a people that draw near to those that follow after mischief. Those that do mischievous things, those that create evil devices, those that are the adulterous, idolatrous nature, we love that. You can sit down, read what a Jezebel slut of a whore. That's not even a decent mammy like Britney Spears does. Or a Paris Hilton dog. She's less than a dog. Yet you have no energy to read what the Torah teaches and instructs you. That you may be complete in Yahshua, in the Emunah of Yah. So Yah commands us, do not even draw near to follow those of mischief, those that have this zina, this idolatrous nature, this evil nature, their minds devise evil things. I'll ask you all the question, one question. Do your mind ever devise evil thoughts? You don't have to answer me. Yah says the Zimra, the Zima, it is evil. It is a device that we have learned from the heathens. Because we show great adoration unto the swines of this world, the evil ones. Men that are set before you to teach, you don't even honor them. You don't honor your husband. You don't show them no honor. You don't show men honor. You think you can talk any kind of way? Don't let this Jezebel spirit overtake your mind. And he says, Israel, don't even draw. You draw near to those that fall after mischief, after Zima. He said, they are far. They are far. They are far from your Torah. Their minds are far from the Torah of Yah. They're far from the Torah. Ramad is far from the Torah. I don't care if it's a Benny Hill. I don't care if it's this serpent dog down here, this Pope in Atlanta that has raped all of these women and sired children by a son, by his old brother's wife. And now he is the one that's taking over this demented whorehouse. This is a child of hell. These are evil men that are waxing worse. And because there are evil men that run the judicial system, but the system of Yahweh, his government, his misra, shall not be run by these children of hell. A man like that, because of his wealth, he's set free. He goes back on his Viagra binge to rape the women, to bring them in the captivity of fear, deceiving, and they are deceived, and deceiving the others. And this is what the sadistic nature that is in the world today. Because these men are far from the Torah. Benny Hinn is far from the Torah. T.D. Jakes despise the Torah. Kressel Dollar despise it. Bishop Long, these dogs, they don't even deserve that adulation of the titles that Yah gave unto the elect, that he put gifts in them. These men are dogs of hell, the Kitty Copelands and all of them. He said, don't be inspired by them. And so they flaunt these riches. It is one thing that gifts of riches will do. They will pervert your judgment, and your judgment is not pure. So they flaunt it. The Joyce Myers, these Jezebels, and they flaunt these riches, and men are captivated by it. And so they are mischievous people. They walk in mischief. They walk in zima, in idolatrous worship. That is what zima is. When those walk in mischief, they walk in idolatrous worship. That's why when you see your sons, your little ones, doing things that are mischief, you watch them and look at their little minds, how their little minds, is almost a stare there. It's almost a blankness there. You tell me that anyone will not play with their little minds, you're wrong. That's why you mothers better get some emunah, some faith, and begin to lay hands on your sons and daughters and pray the prayer of faith. You fathers better begin to operate in the Ruach of Yah. You've operated in the fear long enough. You better begin to do that. Woe unto you. You put your trust in the strength of vile, evil men that follow not the Torah of Yah. When a man goes away from the Torah of Yah, he opens his mind to every kind of sadistic thing. When David went away from the Torah of Yah, look at what he did. He brought death upon Israel. And these vile, serpentine, deceived men today compare themselves with David and his sin, and they have brought death when they have followed and pursued the same thing. They have brought the same death among those that are deceived. They're deceivers, and they're getting bold and brazen because their hearts have been seared. They have no conscience at all. None whatsoever. So this is the reason why this mindset they have removed the Torah far from them. And so in the midst of these conglomerate whorehouses, and that's all Christianity is, it is a business that franchises, that's all it does. These men today, these whorish wicked men, they're franchising these whorehouses in every city, in every major metropolitan, and they're going by the droves, are they not? And they're selling the same thing. They're nothing but conglomerations of franchising to draw from the stupidity of the masses, whereby Yah has given them over unto that spirit. Every son of Yah, he will correct, direct, and guide. Correct me, Yahweh. Make your path plain to me. I want the assurance, even in my baby mentality, of what things I've been assured of in the book. That leads me to the emunah of Yahweh in Yahshua, that I have great confidence in Yahshua and everything he said. For the words he spoke,
They were the words of the Abba. Hallelujah. For he is the living Emet, the truth, the Torah of light of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. And without Torah, we began to see the evilness of the minds of men. Listen, turn quickly to Malachim, 2 Kings. 2 Kings 17. You began to see this mind of the evil men establish. That's why Shaul, speaking to Timotheus, he knew that that was in the midst. But he said, I warn you, Timotheus, it's going to grow worse and worse. As the old person would say, without understanding what we call, quote, proper grammar, unquote, they would say worse and worse. And so it has grown worse from the time of Shaul to this day. Unless you have the mind of Yahshua, you cannot comprehend. You cannot realize what is taking place. Scripture says in 2 Kings 17, 13. Yet Yahweh testified against Israel. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's simply for Israel. It's not for the nations. I will bring the point home clearly. He testified, he spoke against Israel and against Yehuda by all the Nabi. Do you hear that? He sent a witness to Israel. He sent a witness to Yehuda by the mouth of the Nabi, the prophet. When Yah sends a witness to you, you have disdain for him. You say, I am not that way. That is not my character. And yet he sent his visitation by the witness of his Nabi to speak against Israel. Has Yahweh changed his methodology? He has not changed it one bit. That's why before Yahshua ascended, he descended. He gave gifts unto men. You Jezebels, he did not give you the gift of a Shulisham, an apostle, nor of a Nabi, a prophet. You are a deceived Jezebel with the birth of hell in your belly. You are not called to direct, to instruct, to reprove, to set in order any of the affairs of Yah. It is Bayat. You are to teach the daughters of Zion. And first of all, you must be a daughter. How to honor their husband. How to raise their children. How to show forth the Ahava of Yah. That's a task in itself. Within this rebellious generation. Would you not say? He said, yet Yahweh testified against you. The words that he said by the Nabis. By the Nabi, it was against you. He testified against you and against Yehuda, Israel, by some or call all. Does it say that? By all the Nabi. They all testified of their wickedness, their sins, and their wrath, their evilness that they were performing. He said, and by the seers, though that could see beyond what you could see, they had clarity. They could see beyond your natural precepts or concepts. They had visions from Yah. He sent them as he did Daniel, as he spoke unto Nebuchadnezzar, as he did with Yosef for Israel to save the house. He was a seer. He was not a prophet. He was not a Nabi. He was a seer. It's wonderful to have men like that today that are seers. Everyone is trying to see their own platform. There is only one platform. To hell with every man and every woman. Let Yah, the power of Yahshua, be exalted. There's no power but the power of Yah. There's no one great but Yahweh. We find the greatness of his everlasting covenant unto Israel in Yahshua the Lamb. You have a Israel and a Yehuda and separated because their own desires and their own corruption. Their own wickedness. Because they would not adhere to authority. And receive it. And so one represents this false
spiritual people, Yehuda, and one represents this self-righteous, covetous, Torah-thinking people that think they know it, but they are both carnal. He's going to save all Israel. He's going to deliver them. That's what Yehuda and Israel represent. That's what the two houses represent. It represents that and nothing more. I don't care what these scholars say. He doesn't call many bright men, does he? And scholarly and wise men. He called the repugnant of the world, the rejects, that have nothing to offer but Yeshua. And that's all I have to offer to you, Yeshua. I have no educational expertise in them. Don't want it. I do not want a library of 25,000 books. I don't want 10,000, 5,000. I don't want 1,000. I don't even want 100 books. I want the book of life. What book? Yeshua came in the volume of this book that I declare unto you. It is written of him. That's the only book I need. For in that book is life. For in that book is the mind of Yah. That's the only book. I need no other book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Nabis, the seers, saying, they said to them, turn you from your evil, from your ra'ha, your evil ways, and keep. Do you understand Shema? To guard, preserve. He said, keep my mitzvah. Keep my Shema, my statutes, according to what? According to all the Torah which I commanded your avad, and which I sent to you by my servant, the Nabi. Now no true Nabi of Yahweh is going to turn Israel from the statutes, the covenant, the mitzvah of Yah, and all the Torah. He is not a true Nabi. He is a pseudo-lying, deceiver, enemy of Yah. But he is not a true Nabi. He is a pseudo-false man, false Jezebel woman. But the Nabi of Yah turned Israel unto the statues of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that the light of Yah may shine into Israel. And that's what the Torah does. It turns us to the light, Yeshua. And without Yeshua, there's no light in Israel. I don't give a damn about what they say in the land that we call Israel. There is no light in that land. Unless the power of Yeshua is the strength of Torah, there is no light in the land. And that is why they walk in darkness. Believe me, Yeshua did not come with a new doctrine that Yah will fight our battles. Who fought the battles of Israel? Come on, people in the covenant, who fought their battles? Yah did. He always. He gave them victory when there were only a few. He gave them power over the enemy when all odds were against them. He raised up a little shoddy thing called Dawid that he said, you dog, you come with the evil nature of the world, your atom bombs. You got your phosphates bombs. You got your bunker buster. But I come to you in the name of Yah. And the true seed of Israel will say, you got your bomb bursters and your bunker bursters. You got your nuclear bombs, your atomic bombs. You got your chemical bombs. But I lift the sword of Yeshua and I come to you in the name of Almighty Yah. By the power of Yeshua, your kingdom shall come down to hell with America. To hell with China, to hell with Germany, and every vile, evil nation. And this vile thing that they call Israel has been established by the Zionists. It was not established by the Nabi of Yah. It's nothing more than a wicked conglomerate of wicked men, sadistic dogs out of hell. Then why is the Orthodox Jewry there in Israel calling for the demise and the destruction of that land?
For even those men with historical and great knowledge of what Yah has done in the Torah, they know that Yah only raised up his people by his own sovereign power and his might. He does not use a puppet dog out of hell to raise up his people. He is not using these shallow men and women in this wicked, evil nation to say that Yah is with this whore, this Jezebel. Yah's not with this nation. The nation turns from the principles of his Mishrah, his government. It is a nation of twisted-minded people. Their minds are twisted. Everywhere you go, the minds of the people are twisted. You look at people today, I know. I study the face, the expressions. This is a twisted, sickly, demented, evil generation. Hallelujah. You will know what fruit is in woman, their facial expression. And that's the truth. Whether you buy it, it means nothing to me. I buy the imat. I will not sell it. You don't want to buy the truth of yourself, your condition. Yah is speaking to Yisrael here. He said that I have given unto them to guard, to preserve, and to keep. And that is what that keep is. Nshoma, you must guard it. It is precious. You must protect. My mitzvah, my statutes, what they entail, his statutes, according to what the Torah of his mitzvah teach us. How to deal with our neighbors, how to deal with the physical bayah, the tabernacle of Yah. All of those things are in the Torah. How to be healthy and walk in the wealth, not this demented thing they call wealth today. These dogs want to use Abraham. He was wealthy in cattle and land. He had more than enough having food and raiment. We are contented. He had more than enough in men servants to serve and to wait on him. We have Melakim that encamp about the by at the bayat of the Siddiq of the righteous of Yah. The reason they are not encamped about us because we have turned away. We have gone far from the Torah of Almighty Yah. And when a man is teaching against Torah, he is a deceived man. Do you all hear me? Brothers and sisters, I don't care if it's your relatives, your kinfolks. If they reject Torah, they are deceived. They are of the demented Ra'ah, the mindset of Ra, of the god of this world, Shatan, that has transformed himself into many forms of this pantheon of religious gods. And they worship a religion, and they do not know whom Yahweh is, that made Ra, that made Buddha at all. Did he not make Shatan? And they have the spirit of Shatan. I'm not afraid to say that in hell they're going to lift their eyes. I believe that. Verse 14, he says, but they will not Yishomah. They will not hear me. But they harden Nekashah, their neck. We've never done that at Yah, have we? You parents, you've raised children. Can you tell when they stiffen their necks? I'm a parent here. What do you mean? Well, I have some spiritual oversight to make sure that you're fed. And I can tell when you stiffen your neck. I can tell when you're hard. He said, but they will not hear, they stiffen their neck like the necks of their avat. Your daddy has taught you rebelliousness and sin. And so you've learned it right. Just like the avat, they stiffened their necks and did not believe. They did not omein. They did not omein. They did not imuna. They did not believe in Yahweh, their sovereign ruler. Their minds could not support the truth of Yah. They were not strengthened by the confirmation of Yah from the Nobi. They were not assured. They have no confidence in what Yah said. They were not faithful unto him. They began to walk in every kind of Jezebel spirit. For evil men and seducers shall wax worse. They shall grow ra'ah. They shall wax worse and worse. In a simple vernacular, they shall wax worse
and worse. They shall grow increasingly void of the Torah instructions of Yah. This is not a nation that was established on the Torah instructions of Yah. They were not implemented in this nation. Established because of greed and rebelliousness and misfits that came from all over of what we call the known world at that time. So it's not that. So this is not a nation that has the principles of Yah. He has a seed and a remnant in this nation that hold fast to the standards that He commanded our of us. That they hold fast. And because He's faithful to every precept of His word, He will always do what He has said according to that dispensation of time and according in His spectrum of the time frame. And He does not want us to become discouraged and to think that He is not going to recompense. Because He is, my brothers and sisters. That's why we don't try to fight our battles. That seed over there, if it was the true elect of Israel, they would not have to fight the battle. Yah will fight the battle. Well, that's renewed covenant doctrine. No, that's in the old covenant as well. He fought for them. Hallelujah. He would tell them, put down the sword because you think it's in your own strength. He didn't want them to think it was in the strength. He wants us to know that it is in His might as a sovereign ruler. He wants us to know that it is in the power of Yahshua. It's about the living word, the sword. We bear the sword. Yahshua is our sword. We bear that. We believe what He said. We trust. That's why we told that Yah for Yahshua. We bless Him. Not for Jesus. Not for Jesus. Hallelujah. In our time past, in our ignorance, Yah winked at that. And now He calls us to repent of those deeds and our actions. In our ignorance, we were ignorant. It's almost like someone having a nice little red ball, nice little bat. They say, come play ball. It is always nice to play with new things, isn't it? Don't you feel even different when you put on something new? You think it makes you feel different, right? When you get a little tattered, a little old, you don't have the same attitude or the same thought about that, right? That's why we must be renewed in the Ruach of Almighty Yah. That's why His mercies are renewed every day unto us. That we don't think like we did yesterday toward Him. That our minds are turned away from the Torah like they were day before yesterday. That's why His mercies are renewed every day. Even in some of the natural things, He gave us a metaphor of how things operate in the Ruach. And because we will not hear Him, because we will not listen to Him, because we were rebellious, we stiffen our necks, we turn up our head, we turn this air unto Him because of your pride. This is a nation that is based upon pride. This is a nation that is based upon its military might. Yet in the act of a true combat, hand-to-hand combat, this nation would go under there in the Iraq. Because those warriors, that they're warriors and they will die. It's only because they can sit back and drop down 40,000 pounds of bombs upon a little people. Their babies screaming and running. But if they got out in the streets with these men, they would kill the hell out of all of them. And that's the truth. We are an evil nation. Democracy is a demonic form of government that destroys the will of the power of the Torah to any man. You get caught up in this democracy, demonic power. We are free. We don't need democracy. We are free for whom the Son, Yeshua, has made me free. To hell with democracy. I'm free. I don't need democracy to free me. I'm free. I don't need a capitalist system to supply to me. All that I need is in Yahshua the Lamb. My strength, my healing, my bread, the fullness of water, the wine that restores me. To hell with the democracy. That's not liberation. Liberation is in Yahshua the Lamb. The democracy that this Jezebel is spreading is causing governments to crumble. And even she is crumbling. Even the rich. Yah said the rich man, as he says in Eeyore,
Go ye rich man, weep and howl like a dog. There ain't nothing more eerie than a howling of a dog. I'm talking about a real howling. For the miseries that shall come upon you. And this is a man here. This is not Yahweh. When he deals with the nation of Israel, he deals with a woman because he knows what a woman should do. She submits herself and she honors her husband, man, her head. But this is a man that has stood up to Yah and said, I'm a man like you. And this is a wicked nation. So even the rich is going to howl. They're howling now, Mr. Bush. You must do something to stimulate it. Nothing's going to stimulate this wicked nation. Nothing. They're going to cast their gold into the streets and their silver, their monies. There's nothing that backs your corrupt dollar. Nations like North Korea produce a half a trillion American dollars and $100 bills. That's why the dollar is so devalued. I said to Brother Dell the other day, if you spend $150 for a pair of shoes, you're truly actually spending about $60. Because there's no worth to it at all. We better buy the riches of Yah, and that's His truth. And you better not sell it for some corrupt, wicked desire that you think is going to create some pleasurable experience to you. It's not going to create that. It's going to create an evil mind that will turn you from Torah. Anything that turns you from Torah is evil. Anything that turns your mind away from Torah and delight in Torah is evil.